the county men, had orders to work the crowd. Listen sharp. Particularly vocal attendance would be monitored later in the evening. The mayor didn't want to take any chances, not after the recent run on rifles at the sporting goods store. At Quincy's suggestion, the men were also looking for someone out of place. Maybe a middle-aged white male who seemed strangely removed from the gathering of family and friends. Maybe a man who appeared to enjoy funerals too much. Any man stupid enough to look at twin coffins and smile. Rainey didn't think they'd get that lucky, but Quincy insisted. If it was a stranger-against-stranger crime, there was a good chance the man would attend. Rainey found herself thinking of the dream she'd had last night. Jerking awake. Tall, imposing shadow on her back deck. She was unnerved these days. A hush suddenly descended over the crowd. Rainey jerked her attention back to the Rolling Green Cemetery in time to realize that a train of cars had just arrived. The families with their daughters were here. George Walker got out first. A heavy-set man, his broad face flushed and his eyes bloodshot, he came around to open the door for his wife. Jean Walker was as petite as her husband was large, and she swayed against his thick arm as he led her to the grass. They waited together for the Bensons, who took much longer to climb out of their vehicle. Rainey had never met Alice's parents, Joseph and Virginia. She knew only of their son, Frederick, whom Frank and Doug avidly declared to be the best basketball player ever to pound the boards at Bakersville High. Most of the town followed his career and college aspirations. Now, Rainey was immediately struck by the Bensons' strong Nordic looks. They held their heads high as they approached the Walkers. They kept their gaze steady as they watched the honor guard step forward. They remained unflinching as their son bent his lanky legs to carry his 8-year-old sister to her final resting place. 10 minutes later, both coffins were delivered to the front of the tent, and the minister formally began the service. Rainey glanced over at Quincy. He wasn't watching anymore. His gaze was far off, where distant trees framed the blue horizon. She didn't know what he was thinking, but tears streamed down his cheeks.